This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian cargo vessel Nanda Devi carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas LPG safely arrived at Vadinar port in Devbhumi Dwarka district of Gujarat from Qatar this morning after crossing the Strait of Hormuz amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Yesterday, Indian cargo vessel Shivalik safely arrived at Mundra port in Gujarat. Both shipments are set to significantly bolster the national gas reserves. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Special Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha informed that another Indian-flagged vessel, Jagladki, which is en route to India with 81,000 tons of crude oil, is expected to arrive today. In Afghanistan, over 400 people were killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in capital Kabul last night. Taliban government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights for Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, condemned the attack and expressed concern over civilian casualties.
India's western neighbor is an excellent example of fabricating imaginative tales of Islamophobia in their neighborhood. One wonders what would brutal repression of Ahmadiyyas in this country be termed, or the large-scale refoulement of the helpless Afghans or air bombing.
India has sharply criticized Pakistan at the United Nations, accusing it of spreading fabricated and imaginative narratives of Islamophobia in the neighboring countries while ignoring its own domestic record. Speaking at the UN General Assembly's commemoration of the International Day to Combat Islamophobia, India's permanent representative P. Harish questioned how Islamabad's own brutal repression of Ahmadiyyas and its airbombing campaigns in Afghanistan during Ramzan could be justified.
India's western neighbor is an excellent example of fabricating imaginative tales of Islamophobia in their neighborhood. One wonders what would brutal repression of Ahmadiyyas in this country be termed, or the large-scale refoulement of the helpless Afghans or airbombing campaigns in this holy month of Ramadan. India is home to more than 200 million Muslims, one of the largest Muslim populations in the world. Muslims in India, including those in Jammu and Kashmir, elect their own representatives to speak for them. The only phobia evident here appears to be directed against a multicultural and peaceful coexistence that all communities in India enjoy, including Muslim communities.
The government has modified Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana to ensure transparency, accountability and timely payment of claims to farmers. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said earlier the farmers had to wait for several months to receive payments in their accounts. He said now insurers will have to pay agriculture-related claims with 12% interest if they fail to settle the claims within 21 days. President Draupadi Murmu today described education as a crucial tool for creating opportunities in an individual's life, saying that it paves the way for success. Addressing an event organized by Akshay Patra Foundation in New Delhi, the president noted that the process of empowerment and capacity building begins to take shape from the school education stage itself. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and senior BJP leader Dr. L. Murugan today congratulated BJP President Nitin Nabin on being elected as member of the Rajya Sabha from Bihar. The National Democratic Alliance won all five Rajya Sabha seats from Bihar yesterday. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has written a letter to Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar expressing dissatisfaction over administrative reshuffles undertaken by the poll panel. The Chief Minister alleged that within hours of the Assembly elections being announced, the Election Commission removed top-level officials of the administration. In badminton, senior player Kidambi Srikanth and youngsters Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma will lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning at the Palais des Sports in France today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.